What's up? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit that like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into the politics and BS. What is up? Listen, I'm going to make this as brief as possible because I wasn't even sure I was going to talk about this. Every single day, there are multiple stories about the corruptness of this person that is in the office of the presidency. I honestly refuse to call him the president. There are some people out here that are like, he's your president. You need to show him respect. The fool doesn't have respect for the people of this nation. And while I'm not going to say that he wasn't he is the first to be in that office who does not have respect for the people of this nation, we 100% know that he doesn't, okay? All he cares about is himself. So he's being gifted a $400 million jet from the nation of Qatar. Some people call it Qatar. It's not Qatar, it's Qatar. But it's an Arab nation. It's one that actually has ties to Iran, one that has ties to some things that happened to an American journalist who was executed, and just a number of other terrible things that have happened. But it's mighty funny. It's mighty funny to me how this person who has no business being in the office of the presidency has so much contempt for Barack Hussein Obama. Because when he always talked about former president Barack Obama, he always used to stress how he was not born in this country. He always used to stress his middle name, Hussein, Barack Hussein Obama, which was to put a highlight on, listen, he's got to be an Arab. You know, you need to be careful with those Husseins. Remember Saddam Hussein? Like this was the gaslighting and the type of stuff that he used to do about Barack Obama, okay? And it's mighty funny how somebody who has so much contempt for Barack Hussein Obama and was trying to highlight how I think he's an Arab. I don't know if you all remember that clip when John McCain was running against Barack Obama and there was a rally that John McCain had. This was back when a lot of people who are Democrats used to think Republicans were evil just because that's just the way it was, but it wasn't like it is now. But there was this old Caucasian lady and she came up to John McCain. Actually, you know what? I think I'm going to find that clip. All right, so it just came to me as I was speaking. I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and share this because I think some people forget. And then there's some who don't, but they just don't really care because, like I said before, 45/47 is the God that has given people the right to hate. So this is that clip that I was talking about. I'm going to play the full clip.
We're scared. We're scared of an Obama presidency, and I'll tell you why. I'm concerned about someone that cohorts with domestic terrorists such as Ayers.
I have to tell you, he is a decent person and a person that you do not have to be scared as President of the United States. Now, I
got to ask you a question. I do not. I can't trust Obama. I have read about him, and he's an Arab. He is not.
No, ma'am. He's a decent family man, citizen that I just happen to have disagreements with on fundamental issues, and that's what this campaign is all about. He's not. Thank you.
Remember those days? Seems like a lifetime ago, but remember those days? But remember when people like Donald Trump, he was not in the running, but he was running his mouth and he was putting his mouth on Barack Obama and he was scaring people. So this started years ago, guys. That was back in 2008, that clip that I just showed you. Here we are in 2025. And he was putting little blips out there because you heard the lady say, I read about him. It doesn't even look like she or sounds like she can even read, to be honest with you. But I read about him and I don't trust him. He's an Arab. It's mighty funny how 45/47 was putting all this vitriol out there to scare people into believing that Barack Obama was an Arab, that he is a domestic terrorist. The terrorist right now is inhabiting the White House, all right? And he is always doing things with the Arab nations that benefit him financially. He does these golf tournaments that are Arab sponsored. He's accepting $400 million jets from Arab nations. He's doing business with all of these Arab nations, right? He's talking about even building Trump Towers in the Middle East and on the Gaza Strip or whatever it is. I'm just like, it's mighty funny how back then he was trying to scare people to make them believe that Barack Obama was a sleeper cell that was actually an Arab, that he was going to get in this office of the presidency, and then all of these jihad people were going to come and just inflict hell on the United States of America. But meanwhile, he's talking about, why wouldn't I accept this jet? It's a gift, and only a stupid person would turn it down. And the things that he does is just so corrupt. But yet he put these tariffs in place. He did this. So this so-called deal with China is not a deal. I'm a brick and mortar business owner, and I also have an online business. Now, for my skincare line, I don't create my products overseas, but a lot of the packaging, it definitely is manufactured in China. Just like a lot of things that we benefit from, that we use in this country, is manufactured in China. And I know you guys already saw all the things about the luxury goods. I mean, I've known about that for years, but I've never been into the luxury handbag bull crap and the clothing and all that stuff. Like what you like, do what you do. I don't really care about that stuff. I'd rather have the money and actual assets when I know, like, my husband is a veteran and he spent a lot of time overseas. And I heard about the factories in China for years. You know what I mean? And so they can make the label in Italy or France or Paris, or, you know, different places like that, and say made in Paris, made in Italy, when the freaking stuff was manufactured in China. And anyway, this isn't even about that, but I'm just saying the tariffs that he put in place, he did this. First, he said it was going to be 80-something%. Then it was going to be 125%. Then 145%. Asinine lunatic stuff, right? He put those in place instead of saying, I'm not saying that trade deals were fair and everything was equal and all of that stuff. I honestly don't even know a whole lot about that. But what I am saying is that you don't just come in and just light a fire like that. You just start out by having talks, negotiations. Don't just come out and slap tariffs because this dummy says, well, we don't pay tariffs. They pay it. No, they charge us those prices, all right? And my manufacturers were reaching out to me saying, did you hear about the 145% tax? They don't even call it tariff. They call it a tax because it would be something that we, myself, my business, and others are going to have to pay. So them being lowered to 30% is not a deal because it was zero before he did this. But he was saying, oh, you know, people just need to get used to struggling for a little while. It's going to get better later. It is for the greater good. And if your kids, if they can't have a certain number of toys for Christmas, they just have to make do. And you just have to get them less. And maybe they don't have this many amount of pencils for school. Maybe you just have to get them this amount. Maybe your daughter doesn't get this many dolls. Maybe they just have to get, you know, two dolls instead of 30. Like, just some bull crap that he was talking about, right? But he pisses on gold toilets, like, or in, well, his old ass, he might piss on him. But I'm just saying, all of the stuff that he is doing, it's not benefiting this country. But all of these MAGA people and these so-called Christians, these white evangelicals and the black ones who claim that Donald Trump was called by God to be in the office of the presidency, Everything that he's doing is to benefit him and his family. He does not care about yours. So he wants you to struggle and suffer while he was making deals to accept a $400 million jet. That's just one thing. That's not everything that he's doing. He did a huge crypto scam right before the inauguration, and it was a pump and dump, and all of the other stuff that he's done with his stocks and his businesses. Everything that he's doing now, it's just like for him, balls to the wall. I don't care. Check me. You know, who gonna check me, boo? It's pretty much how he's living his life right now. And I just don't understand the people who try to defend this stuff. But this is what he does. So he wanted you. He wanted me. He wanted our families. You don't need Social Security. You don't need Medicaid. You don't need Medicare. You don't need housing assistance. You don't need health insurance subsidies. You don't need affordable goods for your home. You don't even need eggs. I'm just saying, it's crazy to me, the stuff that people are just letting slide, that if it was President Barack Obama, and honestly, anybody else, but more so President Barack Obama, he could never do the things that this white supremacist is doing. And it just pisses me off the more that I see this stuff happening. But what can we do, guys? What can we really do? I'm not celebrating the tariffs being dropped from 145% to 30%, because prior to that, it was zero. I have so much, so much more to say that I could say, but I'm not going to go into it all right now. But I just wanted to get this off of my chest, because when I have conversations with people, this is the type of stuff that we talk about. And I know that I don't do a whole lot of politics on my platform. I can't. I don't know how the people do it that do this stuff like 5, 6, 7 times a day do it, because it's a lot. And I just couldn't take it. But I wanted to get this off of my chest. I want to know what you guys think. Let me know what you think about him accepting this $400 million jet while he expects you and I and our families to struggle and suffer. And the people who condone this, who accept it, who try to make excuses for it, who say, this is what God wants. God wants him to be propped up. God saved him from a bullet, but allowed somebody else's husband and father to have their life taken so that he can stay here and benefit. It's crazy. Let me know your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for being here, liking and subbing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and now I'm going to say bye.